Nolte, movies are about to suck like Captain Marvel for a very long time. By John Nolte on July 2, 2020. Come on, we all know why Marvel's Captain Marvel made a gajillion dollars. It was the bridge feature between Avengers, Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. It was a crucial piece in the puzzle of a decade-long franchise that had captured the world's imagination. But it still sucked, and the worst news is that it is a depressing preview of what's coming. To be clear, the obnoxiously woke, preachy, mean-spirited, sexless, and humorless Captain Marvel is not just a preview of what's coming from the next phase of the Marvel franchise. It's a preview of what we can expect from every movie, and TV show, for years to come. Remember that scene where the joyless, intolerant, and bitter Captain Marvel assaults, robs, and threatens a guy for making a pass at her, and then steals his clothes and motorcycle? Remember the scene below where Captain Marvel proves she's a thin-skinned bully, thief, and humorless asshole? We're going to see a whole lot more of that. Remember the Captain Marvel scene where Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury innocently addresses Marie Rambeau as young lady and she flips out? Call me young lady again, and I'm gonna put my foot in a place it's not supposed to be. Remember that? Oh, yeah. Those kinds of hideously unattractive moments presented as bold and brave are about to be everywhere in our entertainment culture. Instead of being cool, laid back, self-composed, strong, generous, gracious, forgiving, and good-natured, we're about to be instructed that the following are virtues: thin-skinned, humorless, easily offended, weak, demanding, vindictive, and neurotic. If you thought popular culture was sickeningly left-wing and preachy before, you haven't seen anything yet. By next summer and the summer after, you're going to look back on Captain Marvel as the good old days. You see, Hollywood is filled with conformists, followers, Marxists, fascists, and cowards. That's it. That's all they got. Everyone else is blacklisted. And now that the woke Taliban are demanding every piece of entertainment conform to the ideology of the far-left terrorists in Black Lives Matter, rather than entertain, everything produced out of Tinseltown for the foreseeable future will instruct and teach you how to think, speak, and behave, and shame you as a white supremacist if you don't. Even if you're black. What this means is that evil is about to become good, and all the qualities that once defined Hollywood villains, boobs, and insufferable assholes are about to present to us as heroic and virtuous, including, but not limited to, snitching, lecturing, hectoring, telling other people how to speak, behave, and live, intolerance, unforgiving, pompous self-importance, blacklisting, canceling, humorless mean streaks, thin-skinned, neurotic, easily offended, bossy, imperious, racist, dishonest, self-involved, autocratic. Because those are the very qualities that define woke. Further, Hollywood is about to be suffocated by a chilling regime adamantly and proudly opposed to creative freedom. And this fascism will surpass the McCarthy era. Back in those bad old days, there were a few rules about who you couldn't work with and what you couldn't do. But there were ways to work around all of that. Blacklisted people could work under pseudonyms. Blacklisted ideas could still be explored through subtle themes. The woke Taliban era will make the McCarthy era look like freedom on steroids. Because the woke Taliban do not tell creators what they cannot do, they tell creators what they must do. The woke Taliban do not tell creators what they cannot say, they tell creators what they must say. Silence and neutrality are not an option. You are either with the program, or you will be vilified by your peers and the media as racist, dangerous, and a physical threat to women, minorities, and the alphabet people. Anything masculine, anything that promotes rugged individualism, anything deemed pro-police, pro-white, pro-colonialism, pro-heterosexual, pro-nuclear family, pro-Christian, pro-fun, pro-tradition, pro-male, pro-individualism. All verboten now. You could no more get a movie like Ford v. Ferrari made today than you could Birth of a Nation. Stupidly, I didn't think movies and television could get any worse than during the George W. Bush aughts, during the whole Iraq and weapons of mass destruction myth. It seemed that everything was politicized. Well, I was wrong. Hold on to your home video collection. You're going to need it. Thankfully, We literally have countless old movies and television episodes to not only rediscover, but to discover. Hollywood escapism is dead for at least a few years. And everything is going to feel like the marginally talented, super woke, and hysterically intolerant Ana DuVernay personally approved it. This too shall pass. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.